With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the prospects for passing legislation to speed military aid to Ukraine this year are fading as Republicans balk at striking a quick deal on southern border immigration policy changes they've demanded in exchange for allowing the bill to go forward. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says reaching a deal with Democrats on border and immigration policy changes would be significant.
I think we haven't passed a significant immigration bill since Reagan's second term. And so this is not easy, but we're working hard to get an outcome because the country needs it, and the country needs it soon.
Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation mandating police to arrest migrants who illegally cross the U.S. border and give local judges authority to order them to leave the country. Abbott tells KRGV President Biden is to blame for illegal border crossings.
Biden's deliberate inaction has left Texas to fend for itself. The authors of the United States Constitution foresaw a situation when the federal government would be inattentive to states that faced challenges at their borders.
He faces stiff challenges from civil liberties groups. They claim the new powers are unconstitutional. Israel's defense minister says its troops are working on clearing out Hamas terrorists from Gaza's north, but that fighting in Gaza's south will persist for months. Israeli forces raided two of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza's north in recent days, and warplanes bombarded central and southern Gaza Tuesday with strikes that killed at least 45 Palestinians, that according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The air and ground war was launched in response to Hamas's October 7th attack into Israel. This is SRN News. Changes are coming to public schools in New Zealand. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
There's a new government in the small Pacific nation, and it plans to roll back some of the LGBT agenda in classrooms. The Coalition of Conservative Parties says it will pay special attention to transgenderism, ending the practice of allowing elementary school kids to choose their preferred pronouns and use whichever bathroom they want. New Zealand Family First is cheering, adding, quote, "Schools were becoming ideological and indoctrinary spaces." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting in adult businesses, and courts may soon have to decide whether the school systems can fire them for doing so. Two Missouri high school English teachers were recently caught on OnlyFans. Critics point out that it would be possible for the teachers' students to view them on that website and others. Employers generally have wide latitude to terminate employees. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Major retailers try to ramp up delivery speeds.
Walmart, Target, and Amazon are all in on the shipping wars, a move retail experts say will help them maintain a competitive edge against low-cost Chinese retailers. For Walmart and Target, their investments are also aimed at narrowing the gap in delivery speed with Amazon, which has set the standard.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. The U.S. and a host of other countries are creating a new force to protect ships in the Red Sea. They've been coming under fire from Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
10 to 15% of global trade moves through the Red Sea.
The attacks are expected to hike the price of energy and goods for consumers. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. The Dow was up by 251 points to 37,557. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.